77-year-old man fatally shot inside Illinois home, two suspects charged. By Ethan Lepkman on December 14, 2022. Two suspects have been charged after a 77-year-old man was found shot to death inside his Fox Lake, Illinois, home Monday night. Asmi Ibrahim Jr., 37, is facing two counts of first-degree murder and one count of obstructing justice for allegedly killing Ray Hoffman, CBS Chicago reported. Catherine Deason, 31, is facing one count of obstructing justice for giving misleading statements to the police. At around 9:35 p.m. Monday, police received a report of shots fired at a residence in the first block of Mineola Road. The individual who reported the gunshot told 911 dispatchers he witnessed a man and a woman fleeing the scene in a minivan. When officers went inside the home, they found Hoffman murdered with a gunshot wound to the head. Chicago ABC affiliate WLS News reported. Fox Lake police subsequently sent out a regional alert to law enforcement agencies to be on the lookout for the minivan. According to prosecutors via Lake and McHenry County Scanner, Ibrahim messaged a current or former partner a photo of a rifle resembling an AK-47, which is believed to be the murder weapon. The individual who received the image called 911, and police were dispatched to the residence in the 300 block of Lunar Drive in Round Lake. When police arrived, they recognized the minivan from the regional alert. As authorities surrounded the residence, Ibrahim surrendered and was placed in custody and charged. Investigators believe Hoffman invited Deason to his house to have a romantic relationship in exchange for money. During their encounter, Ibrahim entered the home and allegedly shot Hoffman in the head. A Lake County judge set Ibrahim's bond at $5 million while Deason's bond was set at $1 million. The homicide is being investigated by police and deputies, and additional charges may be filed. Investigators are still looking into that to determine if this was some type of robbery attempt or theft of money attempt, or not providing whatever was agreed upon but taking the money instead, a Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman told WGN 9 News. There are a lot of theories still being investigated and fine-tuned, but what we do know is that Asmi completely and unnecessarily shot and killed the 77-year-old man, the spokesman added. You can follow Ethan Lepkman on Twitter at @EthanLepkman.